Star Wars back again. Walt Disney, tell your friends. Mandalorian coming in with a new show. Popeye's chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A. Gonna battle. Netflix. Time never rattles. Yoshi's back. About to do another battle. Tell your friends.
That was difficult.
It's tough. Maybe
was difficult.
That was the first time you actually had trouble and I didn't.
I know.
How weird is that? It's usually I can't do it, guys.
I was trying to memorize, get the melody while beatboxing.
So
beatboxing really throws me out.
I want to talk about the stuff that's happening in Twitter right now with Popeye's chicken sandwich and Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich.
Is this for real?
Yes.
This is very real.
It is very for real. They've been running out of chicken Popeye's chicken sandwiches. People have been waiting in long ass lines to get these chicken sandwiches. My question is, are these chicken sandwiches new? Or did they always have
them? Why are they running out?
Because they're so bomb.
So check this out. Everybody knows right now that the reign supreme for chicken sandwich, there's basically a little bit of a hierarchy. The hierarchy is that Chick-fil-A is the best chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. And right below it
low
is...
Low bar.
You don't like Chick-fil-A?
It's good. It's not like, fuck.
What's good? What's fuck to you then? What's
not a chicken sandwich from a fast food place.
What is it?
Probably one from like a nice restaurant.
No, you got to give me specifics, dude. It's like you going like, oh, yeah, I like the double Western at fucking...
Carl's.
But I preferred actual cowboy making my burger. Dude, shut up. Okay.
So you're talking about in the world of fast food.
Of course.
I guess it's good.
So
Chick-fil-A, Carl's actually has a decent one.
They do not. No, they don't.
They don't.
They used to.
The spicy one's not that good.
The one that was pretty decent was they had the ranch, the bacon ranch.
Yeah, that
one's good. But this one, as far as spice goes, and this is insane to talk about.
I'm sorry, this is such a bizarre conversation. I'm still lost. I'm really lost.
So everybody knows Chick-fil-A and then Wendy's. Okay. Everyone knows
Wendy's. That's what I was
going to
say.
Those are the best chicken sandwiches in the game. And then you can maybe go, you could duke it out for third place. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But now Popeye's came out with a chicken sandwich.
Oh, so it is new.
And they basically came at Chick-fil-A like saying, you know what I mean? Like there's a little bit of a funny thing. I'm sure that we've talked about, all the Wendy's. Remember that Wendy's rap that we've done? I don't know if you remember the Wendy's rap.
I don't know.
So people, and when I mean people, I mean these fast food chains, they mm-hmm. realize the culture, aka black people, are a big part of their business.
Yeah.
So they're adapting in these crazy campaigns and,
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wendy's put out like a diss track, right?
Wendy's put out an album.
Yeah. That was right.
Yoshi, if you're not aware of this, Wendy's basically put out a whole album about, talking about. Yoshi, put on your headphones. So this is a whole album that from Wendy's that's dissing other fast food chains. It's insane. So, oh shit, hold on. Let me fast forward to some of the lyrics. Who got the twink up in his sauce, yeah. Who got them things I hit so hard, yeah. Who got the flavor? Please pump your brakes, yeah. I'm grilling them all and taking them names, so stop it. You better stop it. See me falling off is not an option. I see you plotting, trying to wonder how we got popping. It took a lot, man. Can't even front, I want the spot, man. They say they love us cause we serving everything you got, man. What's that about? You Twitter beefing for some clout. Your customers is in a drought. They loving me with no doubt. I'm selling in large amounts. You should've just took this route. Thinking you can wink it, they stop shopping with ya. So what I'm saying is that these fast food restaurants are coming up with clever ways to market.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like McDonald's has been responding to people's insults. Taco Bell's been jumping in and jumping up at people's insults.
On Twitter, yeah.
On Twitter. And it's funny shit. It's the funniest fucking shit ever. And honestly, I can go on and on how restaurants are going back and forth.
Yeah.
So apparently, there's a tweet that went out from Chick-fil-A basically saying, hey, we have mac and cheese now on our menu. And then Popeye's like, are you guys good? Like, and there was like this big old thing going on. No joke, Yosh. I'm going to tell you how serious this was. Black Twitter put in the past 11 days created three.
Wait, did you say black Twitter?
Yeah.
Black, what does that mean?
It means the people who are on Twitter who are black, who are of the culture. Basically, it's like a whole thing where.
Twitter for black people. It's the same Twitter.
It's the same Twitter, but the users are black, so they call it black Twitter.
Okay.
So it's like, it's a whole culture thing.
I feel so old. I have never heard anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so Twitter.
Yeah.
But mainly black people who've been like, because the chicken's a very serious thing.
Yeah.
Just in my life and in general, but also amongst the culture. Now, check this out. In 11 days, they generated $23.25 million in ad revenue in free promo via this whole fucking Twitter controversy.
Yeah. Mm.
People tweeting about it, retweeting, getting in line. The line for the Popeyes is absolutely fucking insane. You go right now, there's a line out the door.
Who started, like, was there a first person who said, holy shit, this Popeyes chicken sandwich smashes on, or was it Popeyes themselves?
It was essentially Popeyes themselves. Okay. They said it, and then they go, nah. And then when they tried it, the people responded. And I'm telling you, did they respond? Tweets like this came out. I guess I could revert to
them. I mean, there's tweets, there's memes, there's videos of all, everybody comparing.
Personally,
them.
I don't give a fuck about chicken sandwich, but I do.
No, I get you. I get
but
you.
But I find this whole marketing thing's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's basically a campaign.
Yeah.
And one of like, you know, people are essentially are tweeting out stuff like this. Look, I'm gonna read some stuff. So the chicken sandwich world is not is nothing to be messed with until now. Whispered echoed of the release of Popeye's Louisiana spice chicken sandwich. Should I believe it? Yes or no? And until I tried it, I'm telling you, my friends, the hype is real. Like, people are going out there and basically saying all this stuff, where it's like I'm not only saying that it's. They're essentially saying that Popeye released a chicken sandwich that blows them out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so, naturally, I had to try it.
You tried it?
Indeed, I did.
What's your favorite?
What was your favorite?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
The best. They just make the best. They're the In-N-Out.
Don't you think gay bashing always make things tastier? Hating gay people always make chicken taste favorite.
You know what? It's the icing on the cake.
Since you're talking about marketing with this, I don't know if you're well aware, but McDonald's, Burger King, all that, but particularly McDonald's, they've been having very good success with podcasting. Did you know that?
No,
really?
Yeah, you know that. What's that cartoon? Rick and
Morty.
Remember, they are obsessed with that sauce. With
Szechuan sauce.
They made a podcast revolving around that and McDonald's and Burger. So, like Trader Joe's have a really interesting podcast as well. Yeah. But it kind of started a little campy as jokey, but it's actually helping making contact with their fans or customers. Hmm. And so I wasn't well aware of this chicken sandwich thing, but these companies are using podcasting because, relatively speaking, it's, you know, in football, If you get a great quarterback, it will increase the chance of winning, but it costs a lot of money to bring a great quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. One of the cost effective way to improve your team is special team, because actually those salary for those players are cheap. But if you get a good one, the return and some investment in that department will help you win.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting is relatively for these billion-dollar corporations, like nothing, but if you put some creativity and support, it's a good marketing tool. And even this, what you guys are telling me from tweeting, creating 20 plus
free.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just fucking tweeted some shit.
It's the same product, but now you're presenting your product differently.
It's modern age of
I gotta be honest.
Advertising.
Yeah. I mean, I want to know what the hype was about, and no bullshit. I had a friend of mine who unfortunately did not realize that this whole Twitter thing was happening, and he had volunteered. He goes, hey, I'm going to go and get Popeye's chicken. You down? And I'm like, yeah, dude, give me a spicy chicken sandwich and give me a regular chicken sandwich. Like, he had no clue. He walked in, he called me, and he's like, hey, there's too long of a line. I don't know if I'm going to wait it out. And I'm like, all right, here's time to come clean.
Is this still going?
Yes.
When did it start?
It's like a week ago? Like,
yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Almost 2 weeks ago.
By now. Wait, because it is hype, people want it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because now there's Tony videos Hinchcliffe, people Tony, tasting you seen both
Tony,
sides.
Jeremiah Watkins posted something with Tony Hinchcliffe, how they went into literally as they're eating their chicken sandwich at Popeyes, the manager goes out and puts a sold out of chicken sandwiches sign wow. on the door. Like, this is the real shit. So my friend went to Popeyes and he's like, dude, line's too long. I don't know what the fuck's happening, but I'm out. And I'm like, no, all right, here's the deal. And I told him the whole story. And I go, you're there. You're in line. Stick it out, bro. So he stuck it out and I tried the regular chicken sandwich and the spicy chicken sandwich. And basically the same day I had a Chick-fil-A on purpose.
Okay.
Cause I wanted to do it. And honestly.
And you had two of them today.
And yesterday and tomorrow probably. It's good, dude.
It's good.
It's good. It's better.
It's better.
It's better.
Wow.
Yeah. However, it's just like, you know, it's a tough call. I mean, it's an easy call to make. At the end, this is all what you prefer. Chick-fil-A is still amazing. It's just that, you know, literally the same, you know, drive through fast food place. They killed it. And I hope, but it's tripping me out to see the reaction that this is generating.
So who do you think is winning? If you have to guess.
Popeyes. Well, they're both winning.
I keep on hearing everyone saying Popeyes is better.
Popeyes is better.
So Popeye is Trump
right now,
yes. And Hillary is Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Bernie is Chick-fil-A. No,
Bernie is Popeyes.
Yeah,
Trump is Chick-fil-A coming up
because Trump bashes gays.
Yeah, that. And, yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, speaking of, which pizza company was it? The guy who owned the company got Papa Trump. John's? Yeah, killed elephant or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was that Jimmy John's?
That was Jimmy John's.
That's the guy that I remember you were.
He killed an elephant like 8-10 years ago or something.
Yeah. There's a picture of him who killed a fucking dolphin and straight up went naked on and like has a picture of him naked, Jimmy John, on a dolphin.
Really?
Look at the fuck. Look up Jimmy John on a naked on a dolphin.
Okay.
It's amazing. But you know, look.
Why am I hungry for pizza all of a sudden?
Look, I'm
what a fucking asshole.
Seriously, bro, it's absolutely insane. I don't know how to hold the owners responsible for their food and their actions.
If the elephant's coming at you because you live in the farm in Africa, you have to kill it. I understand, but they're just killing this beautiful animal for no reason.
It's insane, and I just thought that was interesting because, and this is to speak a little bit about last week's. The last episode, we're talking about Americans and privilege and stuff. And
is that for real? Let me see.
So
he's so fat and wearing. It's a shark, by the way.
That's a shark.
He's laying on a shark. It's so gross.
It's so nasty. Like he had to peel off his fucking.
Is that real?
He had to peel off his fucking pee-pee off of the fucking wet shark.
Like, why the fuck did he do that?
I don't know, dude. I don't know how it got leaked either. Like,
he's
what the
gotta
fuck?
Fucking control himself. Who? See, I'm saying the problem with guys can't control themselves
for sure. But it goes on to say that the privilege of like we. We as Americans are just so have the wool pulled over our eyes so hard that there's literally fucking shit going on with Trump. There's shit going on that we should be fucking handling with ICE. There's shit that
we're talking about chicken
and we're fucking literally fucking around the corner standing in line for a piece of fucking chicken.
Yeah.
So, you know, granted, I participated. I'm just as guilty. Yeah. I wanted to see what all the hype is about, but we as Americans have no fucking idea. How the whole world operates.
Mm-hmm.
We're in this little fucking bubble, happy and fat full of fucking Popeye's chicken, my friend.
But there is a thing that people do listen to, and it's called the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, what's your take on that?
Bernie Sanders was just on Joe Rogan. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't listen to it, but.
But.
Are you a Bernie fan?
I don't have a strong feeling, but. why?
Well,
she's grandfather.
Yeah, he is.
Oh shit!
He was just on Rogan. Mm-hmm. The only reason why the what's his name the David Chang is that his name? Or am I just making that up?
Yang,
David Yang. Oh, Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang.
Like, David Chang is the restaurant.
Okay, Andrew Yang. The only reason why people know about him is because he went on Rogan. And he, because he went on Rogan, he's got a fucking following on Twitter. Yeah. He's got a lot, little grassroots support.
Yeah.
Bernie.
No surprise there. It's the biggest podcast in the world.
Exactly. Yes. So a couple of weeks ago, Bernie went on Rogan.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, is there going to be a Rogan bump for Bernie? Because he's already ready. He was second at the time.
Yeah.
And some, in some polls, third.
Yeah.
Between after Biden and Elizabeth Warren. He went on. Now, this week, he came out and he's ahead in, there's many polls, but in several of the polls, he is first place above Warren and above Biden. How much do you think Rogan gets to gloat about that?
I don't know.
I think that.
But it's not by much. Like, he's up 20, it's like 20% in 19 and 19 or something. Right?
Yes, but he is ahead of all three of them, you know, where he was in third.
Joe's not that kind of person though, that gloat. But I think, I'm glad.
No, I'm not saying he's good, but how much can he take credit for it, or do you give him credit for it? I give him massive credit because I don't see anyone else doing it. I think that was a really smart move on Bernie's campaign.
You're on his show. A bunch of young people are going to finally hear what you have to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're coming from like, oh, Rogan, set him straight. And they're like, well, actually, I don't really think, well, it doesn't make sense.
Rogan was super nice to him, and he seemed to be on the same page with him for almost everything. Yeah. I think that really did fucking push him over the edge.
I want Bernie, bro. Nothing would make me happier to make Bernie the next president.
He's ahead of the polls, bro.
Of the United States. That being said, you'll never be president.
Why would you say that? You just got to do Rogan a couple more times. Boom, he's there.
I just hope that they have that Democratic nomination all split up. It's fucking Warren, Biden, and fucking Bernie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough call, dude. Everybody knows that Biden's middle of the road. He'll play ball. He's fucking, you know, he's already.
I feel like he would get smashed in a debate against Trump. Because he's not fucking quick on his feet. Let me snap back.
I also think that Bernie kind of learned, and he knows how to clap back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just told some other guy. I mean, he got some headlines for this saying, like, oh, well, about this bill. What do you know about this bill? What do you know about that? He's like, I wrote the damn bill.
You should know. I wrote the damn bill.
But just the, like, I think that he has that, and I wish that they would send him on more shit like that, more podcasts and areas like that, because young people are listening to them.
It's important.
If you're showing off your personality, like fucking Bill Clinton going on the Tonight Show and playing sax, you know, that does a lot for people normalize
it. It's a huge part.
It just depends how much these guys want to win. Are you willing to do what other people are not going to do it? Mm-hmm. You know, who's that gay candidate from Indiana?
Buttigieg.
I was pretty impressed. You know what he said that I haven't heard in so long for Democratic Party? The fact that they're talking religion for once.
Yes.
And I think that why are we allowing Republicans to monopolizing that? Yeah. And this is coming from gay man.
Yeah.
Who is brilliant. Living a sinful life. But anyway, but you really have to, you have to be unconventional to be the unconventional president, you know?
Yeah.
So Elizabeth Warren, if you want to win this, then, you know, grow some hair on your pussy and get on Joe Rogan's show and let the world know who you are. Because I forgot, she's from Oklahoma. She did not have an easy life, and she became a senator or House of Representatives, Boston, whatever.
I love her, but I think that she's humorless. I don't think she's funny at all. I don't
Jesus,
think.
Jesus, neither is Bernie, dude.
But he's quick. I think she's really smart, but I don't know if she can handle Trump just because he's too much of a fucking bully.
He's a bully. I would definitely get behind you by saying that, and we'll see what happens, man. Because there's definitely a lot of bullies around.
I don't know if they could beat him, but my preference would have been, because I would like to see a good debate. Elizabeth Warren's president and a gay guy. I can't even say his
Buttigieg.
Name. Buttigieg. That's it. It just makes me laugh because it started with B-U-T-T and he's gay, you know? But
that's a good point.
You know, I really would like to see if Biden's running mate is Barack Obama. That'd be tight. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome. No.
You're close. Him and Michelle Obama, vice president.
That would be very interesting.
That would be a curveball.
That is
massive. That'd be massive.
Elizabeth Warren with the gay guy, Pence. Super religious nuts going debating with the gay guy. That is
a
terrific
religious gay guy. Yeah, that would be pretty dope.
Penis to penis.
Bernie Warren.
Oh,
but I think,
Bernie.
Bernie.
It makes me sad to say this, because I worked on...
Fuck, he'd win. He'd win
it,
so
it's
hard.
Very sad for me to say this, because I worked in 88 Dukakis campaign. I still think Biden's probably going to get the nomination.
I thought Dukakis was going to win that year.
I didn't think it.
That tank thing didn't help him.
Fucking bastard. Speaking of bullies, are you guys aware of Disney Plus?
I am very aware of Disney Plus. They just made a ton of announcements at D3.
Yeah. Did you go?
D23. No, I just heard about all the coverage.
I'm just excited about Mandatorian. What? How do you say
Mandalorian.
It? Oh, my God. That looks badass. Finally.
It really does.
All the shit you guys been making. Well, I shouldn't say shit, but like, dude, it was just so disappointing. Good. Like, oh, a lot. Yeah. But this one, Jon Favreau, well done, sir.
He started the Marvel Universe. He's going to fucking start the TV Star Wars universe.
Oh. It looks like they put sprinkle of a first six season of Game of Thrones, not the last two season, and make it edgy. Uh-huh. It looks delicious, man. It's it's
you see all the
darkness. Fucking,
yeah. I love that the actor, the main actor, is really good. Fucking
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah,
wow. Game of Thrones,
wow. Narcos.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, he's great.
And
yeah.
Latin.
Yes.
So with all
this, Mexicans in space now, bro.
So never been cleaner. So
they're taking their jobs.
So with Disney pulling all their content from Netflix and pulling stuff from Amazon and pulling all their stuff, we're talking a lot of shit.
And coming in cheaper.
We're talking about Pixar, everything from fucking all Pixar shit, ABC, ESPN,
Disney,
every Disney cartoon and
every
movie
Disney
ever.
Cartoon.
Marvel Cartoon Universe.
Everything Marvel.
I saw some crazy ass shit that Hilary Duff is going to reprise her fucking character as
she's going to be Lizzie McGuire again.
And it's interesting. I was like,
they're putting out a Lady in the Tramp movie.
Yes, they are.
They're doing like five or six Marvel TV shows they've announced.
Yep.
They have.
What do you think this means for Netflix?
Well, Netflix, I think, is the one that has the best. Well, Hulu's attached to Disney, right?
Yes.
Yes. So they're going to be
Hulu bought Disney, and Hulu bought Fox. I mean, not Hulu. Disney. Disney bought Fox.
Yeah.
And Fox is owned by National Geographic. And they're all under one umbrella, and whatever.
Netflix has the ability to stick around.
You think so?
I do think so. Well, I know you have some more news, but Netflix, they need to...
Go ahead, bro. Break the news.
Break it bad. They're having Breaking Bad. They're having the Breaking Bad movie, which is strange. I was surprised that it was coming on Netflix. They must have paid fucking up the ass to get that, because why would an AMC want that shit?
Well, it's a movie. It's not a series.
I know, but it's AMC shit.
It's their IP.
Original shit.
Yeah.
So I was surprised it was coming out on Netflix.
I saw. See, the crazy part is that Netflix was super tactful with this one, right? They didn't really announce the production was very hush hush. There was a few things there was a few articles that came out, but I was like, oh, okay, they're going to make it in next year and it'll be out in 2022.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I saw this fucking thing on this post on social media saying.
And there was no mention that it was going to be on Netflix. I don't think that's true.
I never heard that shit. I just heard that there was going to be a production.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. Breaking Bad, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a post that came out. I forgot by who, maybe like Vice or someone. And they're like, Breaking Bad has already fit. Like, essentially, production has already wrapped on Breaking Bad. They shot it. Netflix has it. And they're going to release it. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
That is crazy.
Is it enough? Like, they need like 15 of those shows to even compete with Disney, dude.
Yeah.
But I have to say, having 6, 7, 8, 9 years ahead of everyone, algorithm they have, a consumer behaviors.
Sure.
That's something. But the way Disney's coming at you, it's almost like, you know how they were rebuilding Death Star?
Yeah.
And everybody didn't suspecting what was going on. Then now all of a sudden, like, these motherfuckers are serious.
Yep. Yeah.
I just know the consumer benefit, because I love the fact that, you know, maybe first month I'll do Netflix, cancel it. Next month, Disney. Like, it's kind of, I don't have to stay in one thing. I'll just go back whenever they have something new.
Yeah.
Just wait till Disney buys Netflix and it's all over.
Then it's over. You know, I don't think that'll ever happen. You know, I just don't think that
they'll just crush them instead.
Yeah, they're more. It's that's more of a doggy dog situation. Yeah.
What do you have to bring Asian people into this?
yeah, I think that Netflix. They actually, in my opinion, have for the exception, even their comedy section is oversaturated.
Yeah, it's
hard, you know, I heard you know Eddie Murphy signing a big deal. You know, which I'm really excited to see him kind
of. Oh, he's going to make Dolomite.
Yeah, dude.
That looks dope.
And coming to America, too.
Coming to America, too?
Part two. Yeah.
But that's not going to be on Netflix, though, is it?
Oh, sorry. No. You're right.
Oh, damn. I wonder if... yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Leslie Jones is not going back to SNL next season. And they were saying that... well, she's doing the Coming to America, too, right now.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. I wonder if... What's his name? John Landis is directing it. He's the one who directed the original one.
Is he alive?
Yeah. We interviewed him on Shockwaves a few weeks back.
Yeah.
What? Well, they got wait. Are you serious?
Yeah.
John Landis, you guys interviewed him?
Yeah. See, that's the reaction I was expecting, but you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He directed.
Thriller. I thought he was dead.
No, man. but he directed Empire Strike Back, right?
No.
I don't
think so. Did the fucking American Werewolf movie, right?
I don't know.
He did Michael Jackson's
Thriller.
Yeah,
he did the Werewolf.
Yeah, Super American.
Really. Yeah. He did actually has a really great fucking filmography.
Yeah, filmography.
I'll show you and I'll tell you right now. But yeah, so we interviewed them and
crazy.
I wonder if they're gonna get him back. That'll be amazing if they did because it's hard to believe a fucking white guy made a great.
They're
movie
getting
like
most
that.
Of everyone back. They got most of the original cast. They got. They even got the fucking. She's my lady.
That's so good.
They got that.
She's a queen to be.
They got that dude. Wesley Snipes is going to be in it too.
Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Mr. IRS.
So Blues Brothers, Twilight Zone.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
killing it already.
I know. So okay, everything's kind of dead. Okay, Attack. No. Oh, he did a few episodes of Boondocks. That's crazy. Let's see. Like, yeah, he's done a lot of stuff. Obviously, he's been around forever. He's an older cat, and
yeah,
I think. Oh wow, Spider-Man 2. What the fuck? This is amazing. Yeah, he's
he did Spider-Man 2.
Well, he just said he's the Spider-Man 2. Let me see. Director directed 45 movies.
He didn't direct.
What? He didn't direct Spider-Man. No. Yeah, he's directed a lot of television, but yeah, he had Michael Jackson number ones, 2003, which is Honey I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
Oh wow!
Blues Brothers 2000, Michael Jackson history film on film, The Stupids, Dream On. Oh, I remember that series on HBO, Dream On.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, he's done, you know, Oscar, a lot of stuff in the 80s, Coming to America.
Wow, that's huge.
Three Amigos.
Oh shit, big. I love
Spies Like Us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some good stuff. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Twilight Zone, Trading Places.
Jesus.
Yeah, American Werewolf in London, you're right. Blues Brothers. National Lampoon's Animal House.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Animal fucking House, Jesus. Kentucky Fried Movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, love that movie.
And Schlock? I don't know what the fuck is that. How do you say that? 1973. It looks like it's his first movie.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So anyway, so he has an impressive thing, and it would be cool to bring him back. I mean, sure, shit. Yeah.
Oh, so there's no news on that, whether they are or not?
Oh, whether they didn't say that he's in pre-production for that. So, because usually they're pretty good. If he directed that, which he did, the last thing he made was in 2012.
People are also pissed off at Disney.
Why is that?
Well, maybe more pissed off at Sony because they lost the rights to having Spider-Man in their movies.
So Sony for a long time, they had a contract saying that they can keep the license to Spider-Man as long as they keep making a new movie every 2 years or something
like that.
Or every year.
So that's why they kept on making them.
but Sony's, they've been barely hanging on, dude.
They were talking about the other day, they don't have any like major IP anymore. Like they lost James Bond, which was their other big thing. I think Universal or someone has it now. So the only thing they have is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And they were fucking killing it with Marvel when they were attached to it, but they decided not to do that.
What do you think about that?
I think that's a shame for the fucking Marvel universe, and it's a shame for them.
But yeah. It's definitely a desperate move on their part.
So are you going to get Disney Plus?
Yeah, hands down. No question.
Yeah, I'll definitely get it.
Yeah. I mean, especially you can add it onto Hulu. Mm. I had fucking Showtime for the longest because of Shameless.
Yeah.
And I heard, you know, one of the main characters.
Amy Rossum is gone.
Amy Rossum's not going to be there.
Is that the main girl?
Yeah, yes. It's the hot chick. Oh. What's her name?
That's like
Fiona.
Yeah, that's like LeBron James leaving Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's so weird.
Bye-bye, Cavaliers.
But the show's going to go on?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to go on for another. But it'll go on for a few seasons before it peters out.
Jesus Christ, they're fucking milking the shit out of that show.
Unless, of course.
Shameless.
Unless,
for real.
Unless, of course, they replace with another hot female actress.
They will. Yeah. They have, they have plenty of, I think, of stuff to
They're going
to
do fucking like Three's Company. This is our cousin.
Yeah. So essentially, I was like, you know what, after that, I'm going to stop Showtime. And I was paying an extra $10 for Showtime just for that show. Wow. And I just kept it all year round because I don't know why. Just like I didn't.
I got to get going. But did you watch that show, Loudest Voice in the Room? What was the name of the show in Showtime? It's about Roger Ailes, who ran Fox News.
Yeah, I want to see that.
It's fantastic. If you're interested,
yeah, buy that again. Get Showtime.
If you're interested in media and what we are doing is media, but the rise of the Fox News. And the fact that we talk about sexual harassment, it's a really interesting case.
I
highly recommend you guys to watch the Chappelle. That's the homework.
Yeah.
And at least watch a couple. It's the Showtime show is excellent. I saw it because even I didn't know a couple things because I read a lot about Fox News. How come they've become so successful since 1995?
But
highly recommend. Russell Crowe is a fucking great actor. He plays a creep. And Roger was an advisor to Nixon, so he knows dirty politics. Mm, so if you want to understand news, how much Fox had influence obviously in America because of Trump, you should watch this. This is a phenomenal show.
It looked good. I barely heard about it.
Yeah.
It's out already?
Yes.
So, Yosh, where can people find you? I know you got to go. So,
In half an hour, I'm going to be at Mel's Diner because Cheech is kind enough to drop me off. Mm-hmm. I have to go to a meeting. But
nice.
I'll be back next week. But then after the next episode, I'll be gone for like 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to Europe.
Good times.
Chernobyl. I'm going there too.
Wow.
So,
Ground Zero.
Yes. I've been to Hiroshima and Nagasaki, so this is like the missing piece.
Yeah.
But I also need to go Fukushima too. So,
yeah. Wow. Well, that was a great episode. Thanks for sticking around, all you listeners, and Yoshi, for that matter.
And guys, donate to this show and give me a good review because it is fun for me to do this show.
Yeah, we like
you guys are very respectful. You don't cut when people are talking and, you know.
Anyways, no.
Get out of here, Jap. All right.
Oh, and just a shout out to Mel. She said she loved the last episode where we talked about Hilltop Hoods and saying that they sounded like Beastie Boys and Mac Miller. And they said that she loves Tool and she loves that I saw Paul McCartney.
Wow.
Yeah, Mel's still out there.
She's a
number one.
Woman. She's
number
a
one
woman,
fan.
Bro. Take it easy.
Can't help it. You heard it yourself.
You hear that, Gavin? All right. Well, that's awesome. We always love Mel. We love the Faircloughs. So
yeah,
we do with them?
Where would we be without the Faircloughs?
Oh my God.
Is that how you say?
Anyway, so share, rate, review, subscribe. Help us
out. You say rate? I have to say rape.
Rewind to the beginning of this podcast for more rape. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.